Originally in English, November 2021. I don't care if I'm socially acceptable or not. Share all you want. I see what I see, and I share that, convinced of what I can see. I am not looking at things from a conventional point of view. So either I share all I see, or I do not share anything at all. I no longer can even see what is and what is not correct to share. What I want is to destroy the system, to make as much trouble as possible, as noisy as possible. You mentioned that some people say that the papayas are okay, as it's a soul's plan coming from a higher level. If some people align to papayas because it is coming from a higher level, then they did not understand my point. And that is, it is not important to consider from what level things are coming from, because no level is more important than another. Even the very concept of a higher and a lower level or levels is also a mental construct. So the mere fact that it is incorrect, whatever they are doing, is immoral at whatever level it may be incorrect, then it means that it is incorrect and immoral at any level. And saying otherwise is only a reflection of a bias and an idea that one level is higher than another. In other words, if the people in 3D don't want papayas, however good they may be from another level, then it is wrong. So that, what many say, that from 3D you see things differently than from 5D or from whatever D, is in no way a justification for doing something seen as wrong and immoral from that level or any other. So that wanting to experience suffering in 3D, to achieve contrast and enjoy freedom in a higher level after life, is, for me, just another excuse to commit immoral actions that only go against the needs of the people who are living in one or another density and must be stopped. You need to integrate everything, all levels, into one mass, or unwanted things will occur. And I am well aware that I am asking too much, as contrast is duality, and that defines lower densities. But then, so do all the immoral and regressive things that always occur, defining lower densities. So what I seek, when done, will equal to ascending into a higher realm and a higher density. If they transcend the need of thinking always in duality, they will automatically ascend. You understand duality as I do, and I even use it, but I do not live in it. The more you comprehend duality and contrast, the more you can transcend it as you integrate. And as you integrate, you automatically ascend, because all what defines a lower density is thinking in terms of duality. Me versus you, black and white, good and evil. The higher a density is, the less representative duality becomes. So you don't see heads and tails. What you see is a coin.
Isn't fighting to destroy the system still within the realm of duality, though?
It is. But the clue is to integrate the system, not to fight it. But you need a lot of mind. Because if a robber comes to you, then you must fight back. If Bill Gates comes to you with a syringe, you must shove it up his place where the sun never shines.
So, in what way are you integrating? And us? What would be the way to integrate the system?
Fully understanding it, and simply not giving energy to the parts you understand and do not want.
Not giving energy? Meaning not fighting against it?
Attention, worry, fear, relevance. As in people thinking as one, together, simply never wearing masks, never obeying anything. No one can hurt a people like that, as even the police and the army come from the people and are the people.
Then why do you, we, still give attention, relevance, to fighting the system? Does it mean we still didn't fully understand it?
As a people, as humanity at large, they do not understand the system. That is the very core of the problem. If they did, they would not react as they are today, and there would be no problem.
But what about you? You still react and fight. Does it mean you are still not understanding it fully? I'm talking about us, people who react to fight it.
The system is very complex and multi-layered. I do not claim to fully understand it. I fight from one level and I don't from another. I do integrate the system. For example, what I said yesterday. I fully understand the need of the cabal to limit drastically the entry of newborns into physicality, or else the very existence of life on Earth would be under jeopardy. And I may even agree at that level. And at the very same time, I also see the street level. So I'm not fighting the cabal, I'm understanding it, and with that, I can know how to diffuse the problem in the first place. In order to defeat an enemy, you must know it. Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer.
I hope I am not your enemy. You are keeping me really close.
Not the case. Don't distort things.
Okay. So how do you diffuse it?
The people of Earth must understand the system. But that is a big wish. I am the monster, and I am the light being. But being able to be any one of them, I chose to be the light being. Because integration and love diffuse and dissolve all things regressive. You can also see there why, as you move upwards in density, evil dissolves itself, as it simply cannot exist in a place of integration and love.
Okay, I still don't understand this. You say to look at things from the level we are at, street level at this point. But the thing is, this is not your level. You are not down here, not even in 5D, even though you say you are them all. Your main focus of perception is actually in higher realms. That's the level you operate from. And still, you want to fight from our street level, where you are not.
I integrate. That means that I am not only sitting on a cloud in 9D, wherever. Boring, by the way. It means that I must be in all densities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. With full understanding of what happens, defines, and occurs in each one of them. So I am in 3D, and in any other D myself permits me to be in. So I chose to be even in 3D, because I do not see 3D as a lesser D. I act accordingly to the best ethics possible from the point of view of any D and of them all together. Best I can. That's why I still fight. And I fight as much as I dwell on my comfy cloud up above. My focus is not 3D, only includes 3D. And people in 3D only see the part of me they can see. And that depends on who they are, not on what I am. I am only their mirror.
On the other hand, you also fight according to higher realms as well, and with higher realms techniques, right?
As best as possible, yes, precisely. I fight with mind and heart, consciousness and awareness, and a sharp sword made in 19th century Japan, sharp 200 level laminated stainless steel. You can understand the expanded meaning of my sentence. The fight is at all levels. I am at all levels. So I fight however each level needs to be fought, with full intention of bettering that level to lesser the need of such senseless fighting. Meaning that I do not justify the use of the literal sword if there is a better way to solve things. And I know there is a better way, because I also see above. And the more people understand this, the less conflict there will be.
At what level does it stop to be a fight? Since there is no duality or evil in higher realms. If you still fight, it means you are leaving yourself at higher levels unattended? Is it that dangerous? Meaning your attention, if it continues to be on the fight, could get trapped, or no?
With enough mental resources, you can be aware of all levels at once. At what level does it stop to be a fight? At whatever level you decide it should stop in.
But your focus is still on levels that fight.
Not all my focus, only part of it. The part that holds such understanding. I work constantly on several levels, so I do not need to focus on only one. So, no, I am not bringing more of that I'm focusing on to myself. I only hold that awareness as means to know what I do not want. Understanding that sometimes you must slit throats. See it yet another way. New Agers want only love and peace. That brings vulnerability in 3D, and with it, slavery and slaughter.
Yes, I feel it's the same with me. I fight, but then I don't. And that's what keeps me grounded in all this, in fact. That's why I still smile. I don't give my all to the fight, my whole focus. I am in it wholeheartedly, but also, strangely, partially. Okay, you said, I only hold that awareness as means to know what I do not want. Why do you still need to hold that awareness to know what you don't want? Don't you know it already?
You always hold awareness.
To know what you don't want? How long until it's not necessary? And when will you decide so?
I, or you, do not need to be constantly thinking about something in order to be aware of it and have it as a base of knowledge to define what and who you are. It is not a question of when. It is done all together at once in a space outside time and space. You just are, from above, and accepting the sword and the cloud. You cannot be only in one density in order to ascend. You need to be in all at once. Because if you only want to be love and light, you deny the lower densities that still form you. And denying them, thinking only as love and light, will make you vulnerable in 3D. A slave and a victim. So you must be the sword and the monster and the light being on a cloud. Thinking only love and light does not make you a 9D being. It only makes you a 3D victim. Be an illuminated lion with sharp teeth and a sword, like the Orma are. Ultimate warriors, alpha predators of the galaxy. And loving cute fluffy big kittens, knowing when to be a lion and when to be a kitten.
What about being just observant?
That as well. That encompasses all. That's how I am mostly. I'm only sharing points of view here.
I feel I'm mostly observant as well, even when it looks like I'm fighting. In a way, I'm also observing myself in that state.
You know what makes the most lethal warrior?
Nope.
The one so prepared, so knowledgeable, that anticipates all moves of the enemy, knowing the enemy as themselves. Fights with no fear, no passion, no agenda, just is, and becomes unmovable, invincible. That is to be observant.
Yes, I do have one passion though, and that is the inner desire to always do what's right.
The problem is that right and wrong are relative, so you can never be right nor wrong. Just be as best as you can be at any given time.
Yes, exactly. And that's why it bothers me that the moment I feel I'm doing the right thing, if new data is added, that right thing might not be right after all. So in a way, there is no one right thing to do.
Then you just have to make up your damn mind of what is right or wrong each time you come to that. Take the responsibility. That's the only constant in all existence. Change. Do not fight it. Flow with it.
That's why to be observant sometimes is the best position. It saves you from taking sides and responsibilities. 'Cause with that, I need to do readjustments each time something changes.
I understand. That is also a constant. Never think you can be at ease. You never are done.
You think that being within the realm of duality, where identifying yourself with the role, fighting evil versus good, and you identify yourself with that warrior side, fighting for what you believe is right, and on the other hand, I feel like I'm kind of trapped within that idea of duality, as long as I am fighting and within that area of good versus evil, then I am maintaining myself within the realm where there are still dualities. However, the idea came to me that it's not that you are trapped within that realm. That is what you are and what defines you, who you are, who you want to be and who you are, and what governs that realm, and it will always be. And you can transcend it in a way that you are not giving your attention in your multidimensionality of yourself to that realm, to those ideas, but those ideas will always be there in that realm, because that's what defines that realm, and that's what that realm is about. and there's nothing wrong about it, and you don't have to feel trapped. It's just that if you are fighting, because that's the level you are embracing at the moment, and you are fighting according to the comprehension of that level, that's what that level is about. And you are all levels at once. Even if you transcend that so-called lower level, will not cease to be. It's like Yasuke said, I fight according to the level where I am, or to which level I pay attention to, and I can pay attention to all of them at once, or a lot of them at once, as many as myself permits me. So if you are right now looking at the level that you include within the multidimensionality of yourself, because you include 3D, 5D, so you will be performing actions according to how you feel yourself in that level and how you understand things to be on that level. So here, let's call it in the 3D, 5D realms, there is duality and there is a fight between good and right, whatever, right and wrong. And you are fighting because that is the level of you that holds the comprehension of that. But like Yasuke said, she can be, and she can pay attention to 3D, 5D, 7D, and there will be different needs and different comprehensions of how to be and what to do according to each of these so-called levels. And you can be aware of all of them at once, and we are in all of them at once, just that sometimes one level, let's call it that way, gets more of our attention, and we kind of give of ourselves to that level according to what that level is about. But we are also in so-called higher planes as well, and those ideas and sensations and thoughts filter from that as well. That's why for me, for example, I fight, because that's from that level of myself, I fight, where the duality is still there. It's in me. It is in me, because I, as a 9D or whatever D, higher D level, I integrate all those red levels within me, which means I also integrate the levels that are still holding duality. And from those levels of myself that hold those ideas of duality, I fight. But it's not all I am. It's part of the entire being that I am. I fight and I am according to the ideas of each level within myself. But that's not all I am. That's not all none of us are. That's why, in my case, I fight and I involve myself and engage in this fight against the cabal and whatever. But on the other hand, that's, as I always say, I strangely am very detached and not even caring, so to speak, just letting it play out itself. It's funny, it's a very almost like a schizophrenic feeling, because you are all in all these different levels and your point of attention switches back and forth. But it's really amazing. It's not like you are trapped within that level of fight. It's just the level you integrate and you act out of, because that level is within you. It has to be, like Yasuke said, all these levels must be within you and are within you. You have to integrate all of them and be all of them at once, at will, as you wish, not rejecting any of them for being the lower, inferior levels. And that's why Yasuke can fight with her Japanese katana and all that from the 3D level of understanding of things, and at the same time holding that higher reality vision, integrating all these levels within herself as what she is, as what we are. So this is a sort of a liberating feeling, because I've always felt like I'm a bit trapped within this realm of duality, with this fight. Why do I have this idea of myself that I need to be engaged in this fight and all this and that? Because that's part of me, without saying that word level, because it gives that idea of inferiority and superiority of some of them. Because that's the level of me that holds that idea. So I act out of that idea. But it's not all ideas I am about. So I'm not locked within that realm of ideas. It's just one of them. And that's where my attention is right now, mainly, perhaps. That's why it seems like I'm fighting and engaging, because that's the part of me and the layer of me that dictates me to act this way. But I'm not trapped there. It's that part of me is always going to be, even if your attention goes to the higher realms and you are no longer holding the vision of duality and necessity and a need to stand by one side over the other, it will still be there within you, because 9D or whatever, let's call it, for example, 9D integrates all the Ds below, even 3D and 5D. It's all within that larger self. So it's like from some more expanded, extended layer of myself, I decided to kind of, let's say, step down and look into the realm of myself through the eyes of duality. That's what I'm looking at right now. That's what I decided and chose to look at right now. I decided to look through the lens of duality. And that's why I fight. But that I that decided that is beyond. It integrates the duality because it integrates all. But it's much more than that. It's just looking at the duality through one specific lens of itself. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I'm fighting, and that's why I'm here. But I'm also elsewhere, and that's why I'm also beyond. And that's why I can still smile and be okay with whatever happens. Because even though my lens, my principal lens right now, is through the realm of duality of myself, I still hold, like Yasuke said, the awareness and the comprehension of the realm beyond it, of the realm beyond duality. And that's what anchors me in my center and in my peace. And not only just looking through that lens of itself that is contained within the realm of duality, it is enjoying it. It is enjoying itself, discovering itself in that realm, in that level. It's looking at itself, looking at the duality realm, and enjoying itself, observing itself, how it acts, how things are felt from that point. Because it doesn't know from that more extended platform how it feels to be looking at things through the, let's call it, lesser, more squeezed level of duality, which doesn't mean it's lesser or inferior. It's just different. It just is. It's what comprises the larger being. The larger being is the larger being with all the so-called lesser beings of itself within it. It's a curious experience for that larger perspective being to be looking through the lens of duality and the world and fulfilling the role of the warrior or the light being and all that against the dark forces. And that's why for that being, playing out roles within 3D, 5D, it's just another perspective to play out. It's fun. It's something to do, something to be, something to look at within yourself. But it knows itself, and it knows that it's more. That's why it's allowing itself to experience that and to be that so-called lesser part of itself, because it knows it's more.